With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Kash Patel has been confirmed to serve as director of the FBI. Bob Agnew reports.
By a vote of 51-49, Patel was confirmed and inherits an agency in turmoil after what critics say was a weaponization of the FBI under President Biden. Patel, a noted Trump loyalist, is expected to demand accountability for any who violated the law in pursuit of Donald Trump or his supporters. He's also expected to reduce the FBI's footprint in D.C. and return to its traditional law enforcement role, tracking down criminals nationwide. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israel is mourning the remains of four hostages returned by Hamas earlier today. BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher reports from Jerusalem.
The handover of the four bodies was again a choreographed event by Hamas, this time in the devastated landscape of the southern city of Khan Yunis in Gaza. Hamas fighters and other armed factions stood as four coffins were handed over to the Red Cross, which had asked for the process to be done in a private and dignified manner. When the caskets were given over to Israel, the military chief rabbi recited prayers over them. Israelis have been lining the route in the cold and heavy rain that will take the bodies to Tel Aviv. The whole country is in mourning. Shiri Bibas and her two young children have long been the most potent symbol in Israel of the horror of October the 7th, 2023, and the ordeal of the hostages who were taken into captivity in Gaza.
The remains of Shiri Bibas and her two children, Ariel and Kiefer, as well as Oded Lifshitz, who was 83 when he was abducted. Hamas claims the four, along with their guards, were killed during an Israeli airstrike. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 450 points, the Nasdaq dropped 93, the S&P lower by 26. This is SRN News. There's trouble brewing at Wheaton College.
The celebrated Christian school, which numbers Billy Graham amongst its graduates, is being accused of drifting into liberalism by a growing body of alumni, students, and families. 1,000 of them have signed a letter demanding new leadership at Wheaton, pointing out the, quote, centering of race and the elevation of voices who promote unbiblical pedagogies, as well as the uncritical appropriation of LGBT terminology. The signatories say they'll quit supporting Wheaton if nothing changes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge permanently blocked an Ohio law that would have required that the bodies of aborted babies be cremated or buried. The decision by Hamilton County Judge Allison Hathaway came in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics and the ACLU. The judge found that a 2020 law violates a 2023 amendment enshrining abortion in the Ohio Constitution. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street retreated today as the slide for Walmart weighed heavily on stock indexes. Walmart gave forecasts for upcoming profit that fell short of analyst expectations, which helped pull stocks down across the retail industry. Treasury yields did ease a bit in the bond market following a couple of weaker-than-expected reports on the overall U.S. economy. President Trump says he is considering purchasing used Boeing aircraft, perhaps from an overseas seller, to use as Air Force One when he's on board. He's livid over Boeing's delays in producing two new planes. Wall Street numbers for today. The Dow was off 450 points. S&P down 26 for the day, and NASDAQ fell 93. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.